The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been risen. As he said, come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is that season once again, this time of the year that rolls around every year. And I know you know what it is. It's tax season. Taxes are due this week. Federal taxes are due this week. I know you've heard it said, there's only two guarantees in life, and that is death and taxes. Well, with deductions, with creative accounting with very good tax lawyers, there are some people who get out of paying taxes. And so that's no guarantee. So that leaves us with death. And that is why we are here on this Easter Sunday morning. Because even death, there is no guarantee anymore because of what Jesus Christ has done. There were four friends who were talking, who were visiting and talking, and one of the friends asked the other three a question. What do you want people to say about you when you are laying out in your casket and they're coming by and they're giving their last condolences to the family and they're paying you the last respects? What do you want them to say about you? And the first friend says, "I want them to say that he was a great physician and a caring person. He saved many people from going to death." Second friend said, "I want them to say he was a very good father, and husband, paid attention to his family. But he was also a great teacher and inspired his students to achieve great and new things for the next generation." And then the third friend replied and says, "When the people are coming by and paying their last respects to me as I'm laid out in that coffin, I want them to say, 'Look, he's moving.'" We can kind of relate to that last one. Look, he's moving. But even the greater words are the words that Jesus told Mary and Martha when their brother had died. Jesus came and he told them, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who live and believe in me shall never die, shall never die." We are here this morning because death takes such a toll on us. It hurts us. It grieves us. We feel lost when somebody close to us dies, and we know that eventually we one day will physically die. But we are here to celebrate this Easter morning. There was a little three-year-old girl that was going shopping with her dad. It was a daddy's day to be with his little daughter. And as they were going through some of the stores and shops, they noticed all the Easter eggs, decorations, and the bunnies and all that kind of stuff. And the little girl was excited. Easter is coming, Easter is coming. And that gave her dad an opportunity to talk to her about Easter. And he asked, "Do you even know what Easter means?" And the little girl says, "Yes, I do." And her dad says, "What? What does Easter mean?" And she says, "It means surprise." And that is exactly what Easter means. It means surprise. When people die, they're dead. We do not expect them to come back from the dead. But here in our lesson today, in this story today, this Easter story today, the women were expecting to go to a tomb where there would be a dead body. But when they got there, instead, they saw an angel and felt an earthquake and saw the stone being moved away, and they saw the soldiers there who were trembling in fear. And the angel told them, "Do not be afraid, for he has risen. He has risen from the dead. He is no longer here. Death has been conquered." There was a BC comic a number of years ago, and the first frame was, it was still dark, and there was that tomb. And then the next frame, there was the tomb, but there was a light behind it, and just a little bit of light that you could see from the sun starting to come up. In the next frame was still the tomb, and then there was a star or a bright light over that tomb shaped in the sign of a cross. In the next frame, that stone was rolling down the hill, and then it crashes into the BC Peter character, crashes into his house, and it wakes Peter up. So Peter comes out, and he looks up the hill, and he sees that empty tomb, so he goes up to check it out. But when he gets up to the tomb, he looks in, and it is empty. But he notices that there's footprints. So he starts to follow the footprints on down the hill towards the little lake. And the footprints continue across the top of the water. And then on the other side was that snake, the snake in the BC comics characters. And there was a footprint on the top of his head. And his head was buried in the sand, and you could see that he was somewhat disgusted, and he said, "Well, that was rude." You know, if death had a gravestone, you know, gravestones, most of the time, they have several things on them. They mainly have three things that are on the tombstone, three important things. One is the name. Second thing is the birth date. And the third thing is the date of death. Just about all tombstones have that. What if death actually had a tombstone? What would be the birth date would be on that day that Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. That tree that God says, "Do not eat from this tree, otherwise you will die." Well, they ate from that tree, and that is when death was born. That is when death came into this world, by that disobedience, by that action of the people. Death came into this world. But as they were leaving the garden, as they were being ushered out of that garden, God said three things. One, that man will have to labor and toil for his food. Two, that the women will have great pain in childbirth. And three, that he told the snake that you will bruise his heel, but he will crush your head. And that is exactly what has happened as we celebrate this Easter Sunday morning. Jesus was dead. He died. There were witnesses. They saw him take his last breath, and it stopped. A sword was thrust into his side to ensure that he was actually dead. That body was taken down, and it was buried in a tomb. People are not supposed to come back alive. But Jesus did. There was that surprise. There was that turnaround. There was something that nobody expected. Jesus rose from the dead. There was a cartoon of two soldiers standing outside the tomb. And it was early in the morning. Sun was just maybe starting to peek up. And they both had their cups of coffee in their hands, and they were talking. And one looked kind of bored and disgusted that they had to be there guarding a tomb with a dead person in there, like something was going to happen. The other one was saying, well, I see it this way. It's Sunday morning, and we gotta be here all day, and then by tomorrow, everything will just blow over. It didn't happen that way. Something happened on that first Easter Sunday morning. Christ rose from the dead. And with that, he gave us the promise that we too will rise. We think of death as being so final, and it is, because we do miss those whom we have lost here on this earth. And we do know that one day we too will die. And this resurrection of Jesus Christ does not talk only about that time, because this resurrection also tells us how we are living now, of what we know now, of what we know is going to happen. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who live and believe in me will never die. Well, we are living. So how do we live? We live in Jesus Christ. We live with knowing that resurrection has happened for Christ. We know that resurrection will happen for us. And so the things of this life, the things that we're so worried about, whether it is taxes or finances or wanting to be popular or influential or being wealthy or being powerful, are all the things that trouble us here in this life. When it comes down to it, those things really don't matter, because we will live with God forever without any of those worries, because Christ has stomped on the head of death. Christ has crushed death by rising from the dead. And he gives that promise to us that we too will rise. When the two Marys went to the tomb, they were expecting one thing, that they would either be there just to be there at the grave, or by some chance, if they could move the stone, that they would go in there and maybe anoint the body once again. But that did not happen, because Christ had risen from the dead. And there was an angel there that told them so, and the angel says, do not be afraid. Go tell the disciples. And as they were going to tell the disciples, they saw Jesus. And Jesus says, do not fear. Have great joy. It doesn't say great fear and joy. It says fear and great joy is what they had. They had fear and great joy. Fear because this was completely unexpected, but the great joy because Christ had risen from the dead. It was that surprise. It was that impossible thing that God had done, was raise Jesus from the dead. And it is through our baptism that we are tied to that death and that resurrection. We receive that promise that we will never die. And it is through Holy Communion that we are reminded each and every time that we take that meal, that this is the body of Christ. This is the blood of Christ, and that we are participating in that death and in that resurrection, giving us the promise of eternal life. Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.